This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rishi Sunak is taking over as Prime Minister in Britain today, the third Prime Minister of the year, but the first leader of color, President Biden said last night.
Pretty astounding. A groundbreaking milestone, and it matters. It matters.
The challenges ahead of Sunak include the economy and political crises. Here at home, most Americans are pointing at Washington, saying it's not doing enough to fight climate change. The AP's Donna Warder on the results of a new AP poll.
62% of U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say the U.S. government is doing too little to reduce climate change. Yet 61% of those answering the poll say they know little to nothing about the Inflation Reduction Act passed in August, which offers nearly $375 billion in incentives to accelerate expansion of clean energy and speed the transition away from fossil fuels. Democrats tout the law as a milestone achievement, yet 49% of Americans polled say it won't make much of a difference on climate change. 33% say it will help, and 14% think it will do more harm than good. Donna Warder, Washington.
In Russia, basketball star Brittany Griner is appealing her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Attending this morning's hearing in Moscow via video from a penal colony near Moscow where she's being held. Ukraine's nuclear energy company says Russia's military has carried out unauthorized work at the occupied Zaporizhia nuclear plant. The company statement says the secret construction work could trigger a nuclear incident. WhatsApp says the service has been restored following a brief outage this morning that left people around the world complaining that they couldn't send or receive messages. This is AP News. The latest now in a high-profile trial in California. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Both sides have now had their say in opening statements at the latest Harvey Weinstein trial in Los Angeles. A prosecutor has told the jury the stories that accusers will tell about Harvey Weinstein will have a similar theme. A young, aspiring woman cornered in a hotel room by a man who was the epitome of power in Hollywood. What's more, Deputy DA Paul Thompson says each of those women came forward independent of each other after being taken advantage of by the Hollywood mogul. But Weinstein's attorney Mark Werksman has told jurors what happened between Weinstein and the women was considered acceptable and transactional behavior in Hollywood, where young women seeking roles and other advantages would have sex with Weinstein and other movie big shots. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Actor Leslie Jordan has died in a car crash. He was 67. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.